Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
How about Kutch, though? Leading off last night with that bomb. Oh, boy, was that a sight for sore eyes.
Needed it. Needed it. And especially the post-game call or post-game caller that we played yesterday with Dan Zangrilli. And Zangrilli calling the guy, you're insane. The guy just flipped
out. What
do
you have against Andrew McCutchen?
Right. So, I mean, that was much needed for Andrew McCutchen. It's nice to see him get out there and get that home run. 301.
His first home run at home this year. And I think it was a tone setter.
Here's the 1-1. Swinging a high fly ball out to center and deep. Perkins back to the wall. There it goes. Leadoff home run. Andrew McCutchen. For the 11th time as a Pirate, he leads off the game with a home run. And the Pirates have a 1-0 lead.
So I think that just sort of took pressure off the entire lineup. Now I'm up. And we got the lead.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. When I saw the lineup, I went, what are we doing? What are we doing here? To quote Joe Starkey, because you've had Connor Joe be like your best hitter all year, and he's not in the lineup. You're not scoring runs. And my thought was actually to have Connor Joe lead off the game and be your leadoff hitter until he proves that he can't be. And he's a utility guy. If you're a good baseball team, Connor Joe's not playing every day.
Right.
But for the last 11 games, they haven't been a good baseball team. So get the hot bat in the lineup. Derek Shelton has been loath to have Andrew McCutchen hit any lower than fifth in the order. And I think that's mostly because he's got a lot of respect for Andrew McCutchen. Not the way he's playing, but because he's got a lot of respect for him. Hey, what do I know? He leads him off, bang, home run. He goes 3-for-4. The one time he didn't get a hit is an absolute laser beam to third base. And Kutch looks like Kutch again. First home run, basically dead center field.
Yes.
Laces a ball to right field.
Mm-hmm.
Rips a ball to the third baseman. When he's going good, he's hitting the ball to all fields, and he's hitting absolute missiles to the left side of the infield. His swings were good the game before. He looked locked in here. I'd throw him back out there again tonight.
What's the mindset shift from leading off? What do you guys think? Like, Kalas, what do you think the mindset shift is for somebody that has to lead off a game rather than, you know, bat whatever Kutch was batting before?
Traditionally, as a leadoff hitter, I mean, I'm going to take pitches and try to, you know, see them through and give the lineup, the rest of the lineup, a chance to see what the
guy's get a look at the starter, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Sometimes, though, the hitters today are aggressive because now they know that the pitcher's just going to try to throw strikes to set a tone as well.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes there is aggression as well. Maybe you'll swing first pitch. So it could be either one.
I thought that McCutchen was aggressive. And I think the way that Shelton put it, I want to get it right, is he controls at-bats because he is going to take pitches. He's got such an understanding of the strike zone. Coming into the year, I probably would have told you that Andrew McCutchen batting leadoff makes some sense because he had an on-base percentage last year, 380, which is good. He drew a lot of walks. He's not the speed guy that he used to be, but it hadn't worked out that way. Well, it just did last night. You go back with what works.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that's one of the things that I have had a problem with Derek Shelton is he mixes and matches so much. He's obsessed with getting all 26 guys in there using his entire roster. You need to get some familiarity with the routine. So I would throw the exact same lineup out there tonight. I don't know if a lefty or righty starting for Milwaukee, I'll check on that for you. The one exception is I might go Connor Joe instead of Rowdy Tellez, depending on who the starter is going to be tonight. But I would keep the lineup basically intact. And then I guess I would consider getting Henry Davis out of there because, oh my God. Oh my, I mean, he's going to squeeze that bat in half, guys. It looks like he's holding that bat like it's going to turn into dust in his hand. He swings so hard at everything. He looks like he's trying so hard every time. 0-for-3, never in danger of getting a hit. He's hitting 172.
Tobias Myers, right-handed pitcher tonight.
All right, so I guess I would go with Rowdy Tellez in there. Because eventually he's going to have to start hitting right-handed pitching. He's going to have to start hitting at some point. I was made angry last night by Rhys Hoskins hitting a home run. And way back when, during the offseason, I said the Pirates should probably take a flyer on Rhys Hoskins, spend a little bit of dang money instead of on a Rowdy Tellez. Even though I like the idea of the Tellez platoon with Connor Joe, you could pay for a guy that hits 30 home runs. And what do we see from Rhys Hoskins last night? He draws a big-time walk later in the game in the sixth inning in Jared Jones' final frame, and then he winds up hitting that home run earlier in the game. That's neither here nor there. One more good thing to take from yesterday's game, and thank God, O'Neal Cruz 3-for-4 with a double.
Yes. Confidence.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shelton and Charrington, I think they gave him that confidence in saying that they're going to stick with him and let him work through his issues and not just send him down or say, hey, go work on things. We'll see you later. I think that he needed that confidence and hearing that probably from his manager.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And Shelton said, this is a guy that can carry us for a month when he gets going. And to hear that from your manager, yep, that probably feels good. If you're O'Neal Cruz, it's why I said yesterday I would seriously consider sending him down, but I'd probably give him 10 days or so. This is why you give him a little bit more time, because you see if he can swing his way out of it. And he did. The strikeouts have been terrible among qualifiers. He leads the league in strikeouts, but a really positive sign last night. He hits one up the middle, hits one the other way. And then he pulls a ball where he really didn't even get all of it, kind of off the end of the bat for a double. It looked more like the O'Neal Cruz that we were hoping for. And I heard Mueller talk in their first segment yesterday that some thoughts were creeping in. And I heard Starkey talk about it too. Is he really going to be the prince that's promised? Like, is he really going to be a superstar? I'm having those worries about Henry Davis as a 1-1 guy. Because where's the excuse for him?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the reason for him? For O'Neal, I hadn't got to a point of legitimate concern because he missed most of last year. He wasn't going to come in here and carry over the spring training numbers and be this juggernaut from day one. So I'm not worried about Cruz, but it was kind of an exhale moment last night.
No doubt.
You weren't worried about him either, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
When you don't have a full spring, when you have a full spring training, but you're coming off of a year where you don't play, you're not going to come in and be consistent every day.
I do worry about the explanation from Callis about the leadoff batter and Cruz getting a bulk of his work at leadoff, and the explanation of how a leadoff batter does approach a game and sees pitches, kind of sets everything up and sees what a pitcher is going to do. I don't think that O'Neal Cruz is suited for that right now.
I love that point. They need to let O'Neal Cruz just be O'Neal Cruz. They seem to have this one-size-fits-all philosophy. We brought it up yesterday with Andy Haynes, which is see as many pitches as you can, try to get on base, get the starting pitcher out of the game early. Well, we've seen O'Neal Cruz take a lot of pitches early in at-bats, and then he winds up striking out because you're behind 1-2 or 0-2. He's not suited for that.
No, he does not get out of it.
Right.
Well, I guess to
Kutch can. Yeah. And he has his entire career, and he did last year.
Just to add explanation to that, too. I mean, more recently, too, some managers have put their best hitter at the top of the order to apply immediate pressure to the pitcher. But it also seems like I guess it's just my bias more often than not from what I've perceived is that the hitters won't succeed as much, and then you're giving up an out
right
early in games when you don't need to be.
And especially whenever you have a young player that's trying to get his feet wet again.
Right.
Like, that just doesn't really suit well for me.
The first time he's seeing a pitcher in a game, too, is that first at bat.
Yeah. Like,
ideally for me, hopefully this sticks with Kutch as a high OBP guy that he's been in his career, and he was last year with that 380 OBP. Have him be your leadoff guy as your DH. And when O'Neill figures it out, he would be in the three hole for me every day.
Yeah.
And with Brian Reynolds in between.
Yes.
Ideally, that's how it all works out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.